help us in that. Remember the Lord's Day services. I want you to look in the book of Colossians on my mind and heart right now as I read this morning. The book of Colossians chapter 3. And I'm just going to go ahead and preach. We don't have no special order around here besides of what the Lord might want in our life and heart. This morning, Colossians, he wrote to the saints at Colossae and the faithful. I like what he said there. He said the faithful to God right here. And notice, if you will, in the first verse here in the book of Colossians chapter 1, he said, if, that's a condition, if you then be risen with Christ, of course we was risen with Christ when he rose again. Thank God for the resurrection. And he said, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And so Christ is sitting at the right hand of God, and he said, that's where, amen, you seek those things which are above. You absolutely cannot seek things above unless you've been born from above. You'll not never seek him. People said, well, I sought the Lord. Well, he sought you first. Amen. We do. I believe sinners seek him after he seeks them. I don't believe anybody's ever seeking God. There's none that seeketh after God. But when a man's saved, he'll seek God. Verse 2 said, set your affection on things above and not things on the earth. And so affection means your love or what you're fond of in your own heart. He said, seek those things which are above and not things on the earth. Things on the earth are going to perish. Things above will not perish. Amen. Well, I'm glad for that. I thank God for that. Then he said, for ye are dead. Amen. We are. Amen. And your life is hid with Christ in God. A man will never get saved till he dies. He's got to die, friend. Amen. Amen. Know what life is until he's resurrected from the dead. Amen. You're going to have to get out of the grave of sin and be resurrected from the dead. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. He's not part of my life. He is my life. And I thank God for that. I'm glad he came in to be my life. And his life is in me, and the life of Christ is manifested through us. And brethren, if you don't have that, brethren, listen. Amen. We need to find out where is the life of God in us. Notice here, he said, when he shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. That's right. Listen, I'm already glorified in the eyes of God, but I one day in time will appear, amen, with him in glory. Amen. Verse 5 says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Mortify. Amen. Brother McCallan can identify with that. Amen. The mortician. Amen. Down there at the funeral home. Amen. Mortify. Amen. Mortify, it says. Amen. Kill it out. Thank God, he said. Notice your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Help us, Lord. He said, mortify these members. Amen. That's right. Two brethren, put them to death. And he said this, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. We once were the children of disobedience. We're not the children of disobedience. They had the spirit of we had the spirit of disobedience. I was the children of wrath, even as others. Thank God, but the grace of God delivered us from that day. Friend, we don't live that way no more. Thank God for that. But then he said, in that which ye also walk sometime when ye lived in them. That man used to live in them. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you in this hour. Brethren, listen, if a man's saved, he's a new creature. Thank God, he don't live them old ways all the time. Brethren, listen, a man can slip and go back, but he can't stay back. Amen. He wants to go with God. He ain't walking that way no more. Brethren, listen, God draws a line on that lifestyle. It's just a fact. He does. He don't allow his children to do just anything they want to do. And I'm telling you, you're under, listen, the rule of Christ. Notice In verse 8, he said, but now you also put off all these anger, he said. He said, make no friendship with an angry man. If anger rules you, friend, that's never going to be in the spirit. There is a spiritual anger. But he said, be angry and sin not. Don't sin. Amen. Thank God, my friend. Listen. Thank God. We need to realize this morning that anger is a terrible thing. It's a bad thing. And we need to put it off, he said. Wrath, amen. That's the same line. Malice, being malicious, blasphemy. Amen. Listen, filthy communication out of your mouth. Everything I say has a, listen, it has an adjustment to it. Every idle word, everything I say. Amen. Listen, he knows it. And brethren, it ain't, listen, we need to speak with grace in our heart, seasoned with salt. And listen, God said that we will be judged for every idle word that we speak. Amen. I've said so many things unto God I wish I never had. I've said things, thought things, done things. But I'm telling you, listen, I was thinking about that little old rhyme, which is not true. He said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words shall never hurt me. And that's not true. Brethren, there's things been said to us down through the years that God, my friend, has heard them say, and this being, my friend, it's hurtful. You can damage people. He said the tongue is full of deadly poison. It's evil. It speaks things that it ought not say, and it's better to be quiet. Amen. He said, be slow to speak and swift to hear. And it's a whole lot better to be swift to hear than swift to speak. He said, be slow. Amen. Listen. He said, verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have what? Put off the old man with his deeds. Listen, I'm not the same man, amen. I'm different. I'm not different on the outside. I'm different on the inside. I'm not the same man. I have battles with the inward man. I have struggles with the inward man. But brethren, I'm a new man this morning. Thank God he put them deeds off. What I desire, God. Amen. I thank God this morning that he birthed me in the family of God, made me a new creature in Christ. What a good God he is. But you're going to have to put off, amen, them things. Amen. The old man with his knees. You can't do as you would this morning. Amen. Thank God that's what he told me, brethren. Amen. I said it's on the inside. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen, I grow this little old beard. That first time I ever had one. Amen. 2 weeks old, and I don't know how long it'll last. Amen. But it's lasting right now. Amen. But I'll say this. Ain't no different. Amen. It looks different. But brother, the difference ain't here. The difference is here. Amen. That's why he said, set your affection on things above. Not on things on the earth. Don't get your mind on that. We're so consumed out there, brethren. We're in a consuming world, brethren. This consumes the people of the world. And it can consume us if our affection is set on these things. Amen. Listen, what you love and who you love has a control over your life. Amen. Somebody said to me, they said, well, the boys called me the other night and said, wouldn't you like to go to the coast fishing with us? I said, no, I ain't really interested. Amen. I said, I'd go, but I ain't never have done it. But there's people in here that do love it and like it. And ain't nothing wrong with it. But I ain't pulling my heart that way. There's other things that, brother, the world tries to pull you and me. And there's things that we love. And he said, the affection ought not be on these things of the world. You say, what you trying to do unto God? I'm trying to get you and me on further down the road. This is a deep book, and it's got a lot in it. And if we're going to go any further, we got to listen. Amen. Listen, friend, there's just a lot of meetings going on, but not a lot of going forward. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high prize of God in Christ Jesus. There's a high calling. and there's a God of heaven. If I'm going to press on, I'm going to have to do what He said, and I'm going to have to pass some tests along the way. Amen. That's right. You will too. You will not go no further, God, than you pass what He's putting forward before you. You cannot go no further. God said, amen, they'll proceed no further. That crowd that resisted the truth of God, they will proceed no further. And listen, amen, the older you get in God, amen, we got to grow. We got to grow. Brother, listen, that's the best thing, Brother Joe. That we can do is check our spirit and our attitude to God and what our desires are more than anything in our life. Amen. That's right. God have mercy on height. Amen. Notice what He said here. He said, and have put on. That's what I want to talk to you about. He mentioned put on three times right here. And have put on the new man. There's that new man again. Brethren, listen, I'm as new today. Thank God today God saved me. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Listen, I'm not wanting to go back and live what I did before I got saved. I'm not wanting to go back to that, my friend, that lifestyle. Amen. Where I listened. Amen. Lived in sin's what I did. That's what I did. I was in bondage and lived in sin. Sin was my taskmaster. Sin was the one that ruled me. I lived for sin. Didn't you? Amen. We were all sinners. That's what sinners do. Amen. Listen, you ain't no need to judge a sinner. Amen. He, my friend, has done do what he is. That's right. That's why we still fall short, because we wrestle with the Adam that's in us. But still, thank God, He made us a new man. And brother, there's no excuse to the fact that the power of God lives in our life, friend. And listen, we got enough, thank God, to deal with our own self. And brother, we need to go on with Him. Amen. He said, willingness which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of Him that created Him. Listen, you'll never be renewed, and listen, until you reborn. This is a spiritual knowledge. This is not a fleshly knowledge. You don't get this out of a book. This knowledge is given to you by the Holy Ghost. It's something inwardly. He's got to speak to you. Amen. Listen, I know it's just a general saying, but it's a true saying. I'm waiting on God to speak to my heart and give me the understanding and the knowledge. And God created Adam. Amen. Listen, that was a perfect man. He had enough knowledge to name all the animals. This man was a perfect man till he willfully sinned and took the fruit and ate thereof. And my friend, it brought sin in us. And listen, when Jesus saved you, He washed you and took away every sin, and He put in you the Holy Spirit, and He renews you, thank God, by the knowledge that He, listen, my friend was in Christ. Thank God He wants today, amen, for you to think like He thinks, because He gave you the mind of Christ. Amen. That's right. You don't think the way you used to. The devil and the flesh is an enemy of you. He's against you, Brother Keith. Keith Redman's against the Holy Ghost. Joel Hart's against what the Holy Ghost wants. He said the flesh lusteth against the spirit. That flesh is me. If it's me, then I've got to find, God have mercy, I ought to repent right now. Call, thank God, time to pray and say, let's go to the house, let's pray. Because I know within me there's no good thing. And I know within you there's no good thing. And I know, brethren, if you look at the life of Jesus Christ and see how He lived this life, that's what we need to live, and that's why He's saying it's renewed in the knowledge after the image. It's the image, amen, of Him that created Him. It's renewed to that. That's what His whole purpose is in your life, is to create these things and bring these truths to your heart that you might think like Him. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. That our minds would be like His. How He treated, amen, listen, humanity in love. Thank God, friend, and love sinners. Amen. We're too judgmental. We got too much, amen, Pharisee in us. When we want to pass judgment and we ain't got the mind of God. Amen. Listen, He loves sinners. Amen. That's right. Have you ever thought about this? Of where we were when God found us? I was a wicked, dirty, rotten sinner. Amen. I was no good before God. I don't care how much your mama thinks about you and your daddy. It don't matter, friend. Them little children, I know they're lovable and they're of the kingdom of God. Amen. And thank God for them. But one day they're going to have to be born again. One day they got to be born again. The Holy Ghost has got to put the life of God in them. Nobody will ever get in unless God does it. Amen. Notice this here. Verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. It don't matter. Listen, He's all in all. He's everything. If He's in you today, He's everything in you. In God, everything will be fulfilled by Him and through Him and for Him. And the thing of it is, amen, it don't matter, friend, what your title is. It don't matter, my friend, what your nationality is. It matters, thank God, whether He's in you or not. Amen. That's right. Glory be to God, bond or free, but Christ is all in all. Oh, God, why don't we have that today? I want to ask you a question. Be honest with your own heart. If somebody was looking for Jesus in you, what would they see? If somebody's looking for Jesus in me, what would they see? What would they see in me if they was looking for Jesus? What would they see in you if they was looking for Jesus? If you think like Him and I think like Him. Notice this here, let's go on. And here's the second one. Verse 10 says, put on the new man. This says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Brother, I ain't got one eye blink about election. I know that after I got called by God, I found out that God chose me. You don't know that till God calls you. The gospel is for every sinner living. And the Holy Ghost is in the preaching of the gospel to every sinner living. And you don't know you're one of God's elect till you called. Election is unto salvation for us, what I see in the scripture. But I will say this, that we don't know who is, amen, going to get saved. That's why the gospel should be preached to every creature, everyone, amen. And brethren, listen, are you hearing me? I'm not a fatalist and I don't want to be. I do believe this. I believe that, brother, every man I preach to has, amen, I believe they can be saved. If I didn't, I'd shut my mouth, go to the house and be a fatalist, just say he can do what he wants to. That's not true. He'll do his will. Amen. He will do his will. Amen. God does as he pleases. He's a sovereign God. He ain't no less, thank God, today than he was when he breathed into man. He chose me by the grace of God and he chose you. And if he had not, you'd have never been saved. Ain't no man can live without him doing it. Amen. He chose to deal with your heart. He chose to preach the word to you. He chose to draw you to repentance. He chose, thank God, to give you faith. He chose to do that. You didn't have it. He had it. Amen. But I will say this morning. You don't know none of that till you're called. Now, when you preach God in His rightful place, then sinners will see they need mercy. Amen. That's right. You as responsible as I am. Ain't that right? You as responsible as I am. I've been called all kind of names. I declare I'm not none of them most of the time. Amen. That's right. Brother, and I'm telling you, are you listening to me? Brother, we are God's people.
Yes, we are.
And if anybody gets saved this morning, they'll be God's people. Amen. That's right. You are never a saved person till you're saved. Amen. Election is not salvation. Salvation is Jesus Christ and the new birth. You've got to have it. So I saw these fellows that they so caught up in doctrine more than they are Christ. And brethren, that's all they talk about. And God told me this, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to preach what comes to me. So you just go ahead and say amen or oh me. It don't matter to me. I really don't say that in a bad way nor arrogance. I'm just telling you this. Christ is the preeminent one, and he's to be in the center of everything. And if you take him out of the center, it wouldn't matter what you believe. The church would wobble on the axis. Because, friend, that's who the one is. It's him and know it, not us. It's him this morning. You take him out, and you can't, but you can. He's got to be where he is and do what he wants to. But the church cannot acknowledge that. And the church, my friend, will be dead. Amen. My daddy went to one of them funerals, and I said, I'll tell you what, they'll have the power of God or they'll be dead. I called him. I wanted to know. I said, tell me about it. He said, dead. You know why? Because they got a lot of doctrine up here, but they don't have the Christ of glory in them. There's no way a church will be dead where Christ is in the heart of man. He won't do it. Amen. I thank God for doctrine. And I'm glad God taught me doctrine. I'm glad God taught me doctrines, the teachings of the Word of God and the truth of God, rightly divided. But I'm telling you this morning, friend. Amen. If it ain't Jesus' Son, you're not going to make it. Amen. It don't matter. There's a lot of people saying, yeah, do you believe this or that? Do you believe you're going to have to be born again? That's right. Notice this here, elect of God. He said holy. Boy, that's a bad word in the Baptist church. But it's a good word because God's holy. And I'm going to tell you, the greatest character, the greatest attribute of God is holiness. He ain't coming down from his holiness. He ain't going to. He'll put everybody in hell if they don't come through Jesus Christ. That's right. Man told me this week, buddy, God give me an open door. I was up there. Amen. Talking to a fellow this week. He just brought up. He knows I'm a preacher. And he said, he's talking about somebody dying in his family. And he said, you know, I was thinking about all these other religions. He said, I was raised in the Baptist church. And he said, you know, I think about these people that say, amen, Muslims, amen, and all these other people, amen, these nationalities and all these idols and people they believe in. And he said, preacher, I know you're a preacher. And he said, what about them people? I said, well, sir, this is the way it is. I said, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by me. And he said, yeah, that's what it says. And I said, if you hear, he said, well, what do you do with the rest of it? I said, this is the way you look at it. You either believe what he said or don't believe what he said. That's just the way it is. I believe what he said or don't believe what he said. Amen. Aren't you glad? Thank God you believe this morning. Amen. I don't listen, friend. I don't have, listen, God told me to preach to every creature. But that's between them and God at this priest. And it is, and it is, and it is. And if a man don't come through Jesus, he'll die lost. Amen. You say, you believe that? What about what they believe? I don't care what they believe. Yes, I believe it. I know it. I experienced it. Holy means you've got a sacred heart. That means your heart is holy. It's not unholy. That's the opposite. Notice this here, and beloved, bowels of mercy. He's holding that bowels, the inward man, that mercy, that compassion, the, amen, that pity, amen. That's right, brother. The elect of God has these things. Amen. Put them on. Praise God. Put them on as the elect of God. Amen. As the elect of God. Put on these bowels of mercies. Kindness. 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 Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another for Christ's sake, forgiving you. Humbleness of mind. That means that I don't esteem myself better than other people. Amen. I can't be around people that think they're better than other people. It's hard for me to swallow that. It's hard for me to be around people that think they know everything. It's pride. If you think you're above somebody else or you think you know more than somebody else, then that's pride. If you can do it in humility, like this brother Redmond and these other brothers that work on vehicles, whatever they do, it don't matter. If you take that to your abilities and make boast in that,
then pride gets in a man's life. Pride go up before destruction. Holy Spirit before a fall. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. But brethren, I'm telling you, God put him out there eating grass. Amen. That's right, son. He got him down on his knees. Amen. That's right. And God can do that to anybody he wants to do it to. We need to be a humbleness of mind. This is what humbleness of mind to me is. Humbleness of mind to me is that I esteem you higher and I got a humble mind toward you. That means I'm meek in my heart. I'm lowly. Glory to God. Amen. That's right. Cross light. Meekness and humbleness goes the same line. I mean, brethren, he's telling you here to get low in your heart. Notice this here. Long suffering. You say, how long suffering should it be? How long suffering was Jesus? He's long suffering us. We're not willing any should perish, all come to repentance. I'm glad he was to me. That's right. See, this is what he's saying to put on as an elect. You can't put it on if you're not. You can't. It's hard for you to do it when, and I'm saying me too, it's hard for you to do it when you even elect a God. Notice verse 13, forbearing one another. I was reading all this morning. God spoke to my heart. Forbearing one another. I've said that forbear means to put up with one another. You couldn't stay long, married too long. Love carries that thing, son. Love carries it, Brother Keith. I hope you'll get what I'm saying, and you know that I don't criticize, pass my judgment on people. Brother, and two saved people ought to be able to get along for life. Right? Y'all say amen. God have mercy. It's true. But brother, it's the will of God. Here's the thing about the will of God. The will of God is the purpose of God. He set this thing up. And the whole thing is, in forbearance, in a home, you're going to have some of it. You got to have some forbearance. Familiarity kind of gets on people's nerves. I didn't know this is the way he was going to be or the way she is going to be, but brethren, listen, love's greater than that. It conquers that. Praise God, if I can look in her eyes, and brother, listen, thank God for her, and look in her eyes and tell her I love her and I appreciate her. Amen, son, every man ought to be that to their own wife. Yes, buddy, I'm telling you this, thank God, you ought to tell her every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Preach what's on my heart.
Come on.
She's not your maid nor servant.
She's your
wife.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
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 And he ain't your bellboy. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. If she married me to get me to do a lot of things, buddy, she missed the boat. I do some things. I really do. I buy her stuff and love her. And amen. Thank God we get along good and all that. But, brethren, amen. Thank God when that's passing out knowing how to do things, buddy, he didn't give me much of it. Passed up on me, amen. Brother, it ain't in that. It's in the relationship. That's part of it. That's part of it, Keith. I'm glad you know how to do things. I'm glad some of you brothers do, amen. I've got a few things I can do. I put my hand to it, amen. Mama taught us, thank God, to clean the house. Said, go clean the toilets. Amen. Take the trash out, back in the floor. Glory to God. It's about dead in here. Amen. That's your business. It's your house, ain't it? Amen. If you won't throw the trash on the floor, it's up to you. Amen. I just wasn't taught that way. Amen. In fact, the word, and y'all gonna be alright. I mean, I ain't getting you come tonight, so I'm just going to get it off. The word, thank God, keepers of home means the domestically inclined to keep the house.
Amen.
I used to preach like this, got more amens. Brethren, listen. You got a forebear. You'd argue all the time if you didn't forbear some. That's right, buddy. That's right, buddy. Amen. Somebody said they never did argue. I said, well, you agree with everything she said, or she was or you're dead one. Ain't many people don't get in some kind of little dispute down through the years. Come on now. I know y'all better than that. You ain't fooling me. Everybody does the same thing. Just about. Ain't that right? Somebody said, I never have. That's a lie. You've looked at things you ought not look at. You've said things you ought not say. Amen. You've got mad at your wife before. She's got mad at you before. She might not have said a whole lot, but she's had. You could tell it. How you know she didn't want to talk to you? That's one thing that irritates me, boy. These people pout. I mean, it's really bad when a man pouts. Amen. Buddy, we just might as well go. We hitting the right where it's at. That's why we ain't growing in the grace of God. We can't even get over pouting. Amen. That means you pooch your lips out like Ahab did and laid on the bed and his wife come in and found him. Amen. That's right. And my little girl, she ain't little no more. When we was growing up, she had a little song she played all the time, the Poochie Mouth Disease. And buddy, you all get it, and I'm included. But brother, listen, he said you're going to have to forbear. That means you got to put up with. There's some things you're going to have to endure. Where in the world's endurance anymore? Notice this, I'm going on. And forgiving one another. You can't say I forgive anybody if you bring it up all the time. God have mercy on you. That's why people can't talk to some people. They'll go blab it on the phone, go tell somebody so-and-so done this and everything else. And brother, I'm telling you, the Bible said a talebearer and a whisper separate the chiefest of friends. Praise God. Even when Saul got killed, David said, tell it not in Gath. That means don't get on the telephone these days and tell what you know and don't put it over the internet. And keep your junk off Facebook. You're going to put something on there, put something that edify. Isn't that right? If I want to put something on, I want something that's edifying. I ain't going to put on there something that's worldly and people scratch their heads and say, I thought this, a member of the church. And then half naked and everything else. What'd you think if you saw me in there in a pair of shorts and a tank top? You'd say, boy, he's gone crazy. Be calling somebody. That's the sad thing, though. Why is everybody, I don't want to get off on this, and I'm on it, and I might as well just say this. Ain't nothing wrong with anything. It's what you do with it. I think it's a good tool to reach people, if that's what it's for. But if it's used to pass out every drama, pray for me. My husband been rough on me today. But I cooked him some good meals. Who cares? I'm just like, I don't call nobody and say, hey, what'd you have for supper today? And if you call and ask me that, I say, something wrong with him, people. I know family members like that. They got the nose up one another. Where are you going? I saw you go out. God have mercy, I want to go to the mountains. Get a little place up there and somewhere where nobody can see me. That's right, buddy. I've had people call me and say, hey, I saw where you, I was out there the other night. Somebody put it on there and said, I saw you. Somebody gave you a gift card the other night. God have mercy. Buddy, listen. You know what the Bible says about busy bodies? Hey, about busy and about things y'all ought to be busy about. Ain't that right? It's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Stand in need of prayer. That's right. May come on to all these things, don't you? Buddy, I'm telling you, I know what the computer's like. I've abused it before. I've stayed on it 2 and 3 hours. It don't take long. Oh my goodness, I've been on this thing for 2 or 3 hours. Listen, I said it can be a tool or it can be something that can deceive you, but I'm telling you this. There's too much temptation on there. And Joel Heights weak. That's right. Let's go on here. I'm going to get this here. He said, forgive one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, you also do ye. A quarrel to me means it's something that there's some contention involved. Any man have a quarrel. I did not look this word up, but when I quarrel, if they said they're quarreling and me and my wife got in a quarrel, I said, no, I didn't do it. I'm the world's worst at blaming her for when I can't find something. Yeah, I went there. Dadgummit, she's done moved it again. Mom, where'd you put my keys? She walked in there and pick them up and hand them to me. I said, I must have not looked right there. But it goes deeper than that.
Oh, yes, it does.
You know what? Quarreling disrupts the Holy Ghost. It does. If you've got a quarrel, notice what he said here. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. That means, Brother Keith, that I could take, if I got the Spirit in me now, I could take, I'm not just saying this congregation, any congregation or any family, if they're having a family reunion. Amen. You could find the person that gets on your nerves worse than anybody else, and you could spend the day walking around with them and have the power of God. That's pretty hard right there, ain't it? And they might, listen, friend, I don't want to be around that, but the fact of it is, if I'm going to be like Jesus, look at all the people. I thought about this when I complained to him and talked to him about things. Think about Jesus. All the people that was around him in his life, most of them, only wanted him for what he could do for them. And I'll ask you this question. Where was that crowd at when they wanted to crucify him? Boys, I might close the book right here now. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. That means that if there's a contention between me and you, then we need to forgive one another. If there's contention or a quarrel within a body of believers, then we need to forgive one another. You cannot worship God and have something in your heart. You'd be better to go talk to that brother or that sister and get it out of your heart and make it right or whatever you need to do and to keep on going the same way. And brother, I'm telling you what, it's just like this, and I call it a banana pudding policy because I saw it before, that you can do somebody wrong and the next thing you know they're bringing you a cake. But they wouldn't dare say, I'm sorry. And that's the way it is down at the house. You know, we sweep the dirt under the rug. We can talk to people and do people any old way. And brother, we'll sweep it under the rug. Cover it up. But on judgment day, God will say, let me uncover what's under this rug. Right there's malice, lust, quarrel.
Amen, brother.
I ain't giving no invitation today. This is for me, much as this for you.
Yes, sir.
I went to God. I know I complain more than anybody, probably.
I do my share
too, brother. And I go to God and I say, Lord, you know what that man said to me? You know what I've been accused of? God, it ain't true and you know it. You know what he'll say back to me? I'll take care of it. That's his business. I had always say, have mercy on them. Can you have mercy on them? Can I have mercy on them? He said bowels of mercies, didn't he? I love you. You're a good boy. I believe that. I really believe that. I believe you're a good boy. I really believe you're a good boy. I believe that. I wouldn't say it if I didn't. And the devil knows you're a good boy. You're saved, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
So he's after saved people. God's on your side. God's on your side. Just turn it over to him. That's right, ain't it? Now, I'm honest with you. Y'all know I'm going to tell you my other side now. I'm trying to preach this. Makes me want to sometimes just pop somebody upside the head. It does. It really does. Some of these people in Washington, D.C., I'd just soon go up and knock them upside the head. I would. That ain't the right thing to do, but I would. I'm just honest. I'm telling you, I've asked God. I said, Lord God, I can't have this temper like this. I used to have a bad one, boys. I've talked to Brother Mibby one time. He said, I was talking about temper. He said, you got one, don't you? I said, yeah. I thought then the Holy Spirit told him I must have had it. I ain't never met a man that I thought was reading me. Until I met him, and we're friends now, but when I met him, I thought he's the reason trying to read me. But I'll tell you something that can read me better. That's the Holy Ghost. And I know one thing in life. When you face opposition and you face quarrels and contentions and all these things, it's sad to say sometimes it comes from people that's close to you.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. What's the answer? Overcome evil with good. Mandy knows she's sitting back there. I've said that all my life to them when they were going up. I said, overcome it with good. Don't bake them a cake. Amen. He said, love your enemies. That's what Jesus said, didn't he?
Yeah.
Glory to God. I got to go on next verse. Notice in verse 14, above all these things, put on charity. Put it on. Charity is a God love. Amen. It's a God love. Amen. Charity is works. It's not just what I say. It's what I do. I don't want one of you, my friend, to ever think, amen, that I don't love you. But if I'll show that I love you, you don't have to wonder.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right. How do you know your wife loves you? Praise God, she proves it. Amen. That's what moves you, brother.
Yes, sir.
That's thank God for you, but that's what moves you. That's why when Miss Judy went to be with the Lord, she does, you know that the acts, the works, the love, the deeds of her life, it proved, thank God, that she loved him. She is with him. How many times, even in her sick days, even in her sick days, we stand right down here and she'd come up to me. You know what she'd do? She'd punch me in the chest. And you know what she'd say to me? That's my husband. That's what she'd say. That's my husband. That's what she'd say. That's my husband. That's my husband. Brother, I didn't marry my wife to be my own man. I married my wife to be with her. That's what it's about, friend. I'm honest. I thank God for the house I got and cars I drive and all that. But I'm telling you what, if I had to cut down, praise God, to a little old building and have her and have the love of God, it's a whole lot better than having all these things of the world and have a bunch of strife and contention in it. Isn't that right, Brother Keith? Amen. You got a good wife. I really believe that. I believe that. I believe she's a good mama. But I'm telling you, it's proven through the charity of God. That's what you do. It ain't indeed, it ain't a word on it. It's deed and truth. Amen. I've seen that down. I've seen you men. I went up there and saw that house Brother Todd's working on. You know what I told his wife? I said, this right here shows the love of God. That's right, ain't it? That wife standing up cooking for you, that shows the love of God. My daddy, when he used to go to work, that showed the love of God. Your daddy going to work every day, he's telling you he loves you. That's charity. That's doing something for you that you can't do for yourself. There's been times you didn't feel like going, but you went. I know your daddy said you're going to go. I know he taught you that. But still, it's the love of God in you.
Yep.
Put it on. He said, that's where perfectness is. Folks, if I can tell you this, and I'm through here, I'm going to read the next verse, and I'm going to promise you I'm through. Are you hearing me? If you can do what I say, and I'm talking about we can do this. We need to get back to what we used to do. You sat too close together on the couch when you dated her.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that right?
Yep.
Praise God. You're married now. Now he's sitting over there and she's sitting over there. I said this, I don't care whatever y'all want to do, that's up to you, but I didn't marry my mama.
Amen.
I don't even call her mama.
No,
I do it and aggravate her. She said, I'm not your mama. Not care my mama.
Yes,
and she was a good one.
Yes,
and is a good woman.
Yes,
but I'm telling you this, if we'd get back to doing some things like we used to do, it'd be the home would be a whole lot better. Life would be better. We're in the computer too much. We're on the TV too much. And we're wasting time doing things that really don't matter. And I watch them games sometime and kick the wall and holler and carry on. And I say, I told my wife the other day, I said, while I'm doing this, I have no hand in what they're doing. Well, scriptures and the spouse is probably the two passionate things in my life. And the last one would be sports if there's a passion, but I need to divorce it.
Yes, sir.
Have mercy. You wouldn't believe it. I would not want you to come over and watch a game with me. It wouldn't be no good. And see, it grieves the Holy Ghost about 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Just bad. I mean, I'm just bad. I mean, I don't want to do it. Do it anyway.
Yes, sir.
Brother, I'm telling you this. Are you hearing me? Brother, if we get back to doing what we used to do, and we'd spend time with one another.
There you go.
Spend time with one another. Brother, listen. That's right. That's right. And here's another thing, brother. When I was growing up, my mom and daddy, we visited people in the family.
Yes, sir.
We ain't got time no more. We used to go see Aunt Jetty, Aunt Pearl, Aunt Jenny. We saw them all. Especially in holiday season. You went and saw your family. You didn't get to see much during the year.
Yes, sir.
You'd go over there and sit on the front porch and drink a glass of tea. You'd get in there and praise God for your cousins. Amen. Kids need that. Older people, they don't hardly ever get no visit. Go to the rest home. We're too busy. We need to get back. Charity is showing something. Charity is sacrifice, friend. Amen. That's the perfection of it, Brother Jonathan. Let's look at verse 15. I'm through. And let the peace of God, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That word rule means an umpire. That's really what it means. The word umpire. If you take an umpire in a game, I'd like to do it one more time. Now get behind that catcher there and see that ball come in there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Boy, that's sweet. I'll smell the ball right now. That old Rawlings ball, Brother Key. Smell of that ball in the summertime sun. Goodness. That's bad right there, boy. You don't believe it, buddy. I'm telling you, I can just about smell that ball. See that pitcher out there? Amen. Get down behind that plate. And an umpire's calling the balls and strikes. That's what he's saying the peace of God should do in your heart. Everything and every decision you make, let the umpire call you shots. Ain't that right? You get down behind that, son, that old guy comes into that little fastball, buddy, and burns it. Yeah, one. That's right, boy. That's right, buddy. That's right. But if it's a ball, bump. One and one. Who's going to rule your life? He said, let the peace of God rule your heart. See, we do what we want to. We don't even check with the umpire. Peace of God ruling your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful.
Amen.
God have mercy.
Yes.
Boys, I'm glad to say, thankful, be thankful. Murmur. We all got enough to murmur about sometimes. But we sure got a whole lot more to be thankful for.
Yes, we do. We sure do.
We sure got a whole lot more to be thankful for. I love you, brother. Appreciate you teaching the Word of God. And I'm thankful. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for the church. You know what them brothers said last night? I said, boy, it's been good to be here in this place. You know what Elder Mayo said? Boy, I tell you, I don't even want to leave. You know why? Peace of God. Where there's unity and peace, there's joy in Jesus.
Amen.
You know, I don't. I have to go back to my wife. She's. I'll just be honest with you. It's hard for me to sleep by we at Alton. We lay our head down. Hard for me to sleep. I turn over one way, she turn over the other way. Oh, me. I'm going to have to make this right now. I'm going to sleep good tonight. Amen. I love unity. I love it. Praise God. You can walk up to her and just give her a kiss and she's so happy. Amen, buddy. Amen. That's right. I like it like that in the church house. I like it. Glory to God. I like it. I'm going to tell you what the election put on what I preached this morning. You won't see people see something in your life. You want see something, you want somebody to see something in your life? Then live what I preach this morning. If I want people to see what I got this morning, just let me live what he said, let it be, let it be, let it be. I believe in that. I do believe in sovereignty, and I believe everything that comes my way, God's allowed it to do it for a purpose. And I believe this. I believe that God's going to let the peace of God rule my heart. Now, I'm going to have some sleepless nights over that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had sleepless nights. I don't like burdens and don't like stuff like that. I'm going to be honest with you. But I know that it will make me stronger by what I have to carry.
Yes, sir.
You know this as a weightlifter. The way to increase in strength is you carry more each time. And that's the way it is in the Christian life. You've got to carry the burden. Bear it with. You bear your burdens, and then he said, bear one another's burdens. And that's the way it is. That means that if old Danny, now Brother Danny Blackwelder, he comes in and his hands are hanging feeble and low, that means that what God wants me to do is hold him up. And if he's going through the burden, then we need to hold one another's arm. You know what I'm saying? We all need to say this. Well, if he hadn't done that, he wouldn't be under that blood. Boy, if you say that, son, you're about to come on you harder.
Amen.
I'm not the judge. Jesus is. I judge by what Scripture says and what the Spirit says.
Yes.
but praying one for another. Brother, pray for us. Let's pray this morning. Let's ask God to help us.
I love you and thank you for being here. That's what was on my heart when I read it this morning. Brother Keith, pray for us.
All right, Heavenly, thank you. I'm looking for the Word of God.